appointed by a majority of council at a public hearing on June 22nd. The resolution was 6-20-A. Mr. Adams has also presented a signed affidavit of residency, which is on file with the borough secretary, pursuant to borough code section 801. And once this oath has been administered, it will be signed by both the mayor and Mr. Adams, and that will be kept on file at the borough, pursuant to borough code section 1002. Fred, I'm sorry, Mayor Wood, could I hand this off to you, please?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Adams, are you ready? Do you have a Bible handy?
Yes, I do. Right
here. Okay, great. So would you mind swearing on the Bible and then repeat after me? Do you have a copy of the
created oath? With free version for non-commercial use?
Yes, I do, right here.
Okay, good. So just repeat after me, and I'm going to let you fill in the blank for who your name. So I do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
I, Bob Adams, do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And that I will discharge my duties with fidelity.
And I will discharge the duties with fidelity.
Sworn and esquire, and that's it. And the rest of this is just documentation. It says sworn and subscribed before me on this 6th day of July 2020.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Adams.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
That's it, Bob. Congratulations. You're official member of council.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Yes, welcome aboard.
Appreciate it.
Okay, moving forward, I'd like to welcome everyone to the July 6th, 2020 regular council meeting of Chester Heights Borough. I would ask that you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Or stay seated for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, folks, first up on the agenda is roll call. Tonight's meeting, we have present Borough Secretary Jerry Montella.
Created with free version for non-commercial
Matt
use.
Hoopman, I believe, is with us. Do I see Matt? Councilpersons Laura Lynn, Dave Ferksker, Natalie Anderson, Susan Clark, myself, Gina Marie Ellis, and Bob Adams. Mayor Fred Wood is also present. Next up on the agenda is the opportunity for public to address council. We ask that you state your name and address for the record. I'm going to go down the list we have here. Is there a 032009?
No.
Okay. Damon Sinclair? Okay. Greg Chestnut?
No questions or comments.
Marta Driscoll?
Yes. I just wanted to let everybody know that Chester Heights, I'm sorry, Marta Driscoll, 458A Lanai Road. Chester Heights Neighbors Alliance, we've rescheduled
created
our
with free version for non-commercial use
To July 25th. And as a sign of the times, this year we will be handing out face masks for all of our volunteers. So we ask that you, if you would please share it on your Facebook page or through constant contact with some of the members of the community. We would greatly appreciate it. Once again, that's Saturday, July 25th from 9 to 11, and we are meeting at Chester Heights Park. So it's a socially distanced kind of a activity. We kind of go our separate ways once we meet. So I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Marta. Anything further? Okay, next on the list, Mary Kay.
Hello.
How are you? Do you have any public comment, Mary Kay? Okay. Megan?
No.
Okay, moving forward.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
The June 1st, 2020 regular council meeting, as well as the June 22nd work session meeting. Do we have any comments, questions, or concerns? Start off with the regular council meeting from June 1st.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll make a second.
Floor is open for discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those aye. Opposed? Okay, the motion is approved. Next up is the June 22nd work session meeting minutes.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Do we have any questions, comments, or concerns with those? With that in mind, do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Aye. The motion is approved. Okay, moving forward, we have the June Treasurer's Report. That report has receipts in the total of $47,835.63. And expenditures totaling $29.08. Are there any comments or questions in regard to the June Treasury?
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Excuse me. I just had a question about rows 72 and 73. Are those payments that are made directly to Mr. Jensen as fee for the inspections? I'm just looking for some clarification on those expenditures.
Yes, one is reimbursable. It's part of a land development, and that is for 240 Wawa Road land development for $2,468.60. The other one is various building permits for $2,492.07.
What is the fee for? Is it it's reimbursable? You're saying you're reimbursing
one of them. One of them is reimbursable, but the ones for building permits, there is a fee schedule
created with free version for non-commercial use.
The inspector gets 50% of the permit fee, and the borough gets 50%.
So Dave, if I may, the person requesting the permit pays to the borough, and then the borough turns around and pays 50% to Rich Jensen.
Is that a pretty typical arrangement for an inspector?
It varies month to month.
I'm just curious.
You could ask Jerry, okay. But it's usually 50%.
Okay, thank you.
Jerry, do you know how Concord does it?
Not off the top of my head, Councilwoman. Each jurisdiction, each borough, each township is a little bit different with regard to their fee structure. I do recall, though, when the
created with free version for non-commercial use
passed its resolution, I believe they went out and looked at some of the other municipalities, and council then approved its current fee structure. I don't have certainly the resolution in front of me, but it was done. Typically, it's done by resolution.
Can I ask some question, if I may? It's just so I'm understanding it.
Certainly.
Oh, okay, great. So, with that being said, like as far as the building permit, so if Chester Heights, if somebody comes in and let's just say the fee is $30,000, so the building inspector gets 15 grand right off the top. Is that the way it's working? Is that the way it's set up?
Correct. That's correct.
Okay.
But I would just like to say I've just submitted permits to get my garage done, and it was $250.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't think the typical permits, unless it's like massive construction, would be that costly.
I got it. Yeah, I got it. Like, how does it work, like, if on a development, for example?
Well,
as each permit is issued, it's split. It's not the only one where there was really a lot of money is when we expanded Wawa Annex 5, and that ran into a lot of money. But usually, like Brookfield, it's per home they're building.
Okay.
For work they're doing.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, I mean, we could benchmark certainly with other municipalities if people think we need to.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand this, you know, being in the building business, I was just trying to understand and see how they do things, you know. Okay.
To Jerry's point, I do believe we did go around to the other municipalities at the time we wrote this or document, and this was basically what they were doing at the time.
That's created with free version for non-commercial use. Maybe,
or even longer ago than that.
Well, that's correct, Mr. Mayor.
So it wouldn't hurt to go do it again.
What'd you
just
say?
To see.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Jerry?
But no, the mayor is correct. It was done some years ago. I believe it was by a resolution, and it sets out a number of schedules for the fee schedule.
No,
but it
I
was
know
done
for
several years ago.
Sorry, I know for a fact that it wasn't done since 2014, so it's more than 6 years.
That's very, very possible.
If that's something maybe we could take a look at and revisit. I mean, it's a lot of money. It just struck my eye because of the amount of money on the expenses as opposed to what the receipts were for building permits, which is why I had that question specifically. So
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Maybe it's something we can revisit since it was last done 5 to 6 years ago. And if it turns out it is in line, great. It'd be great to have Mr. Jensen show up to one of these meetings as well.
I did have a talk with him. And I don't think he feels it's worth his time. Like he basically said, I'm not getting paid for it, but I did talk with him because I had heard there were some issues with permits and he said it was primarily COVID-19.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess this would be my committee along with Natalie. So Natalie and I will talk about how we go about benchmarking this.
Thank you, Susan.
No problem.
Sure. Susan, keeping on that point, could you see how long it's been since Pennsylvania has been under the Unified Construction Code? I'm not sure if it's been
created with free version
five,
for
six,
non-commercial
seven, eight
use.
Years. During that time, inspectors have to finish continuing education. They have to update their certifications. If we go back 15, even 20 years ago, you know, each municipality used to have a retired resident. And sometimes the appointed code inspector, things have changed drastically with the Unified Construction Code, whereas they have to pass certification tests and keep their education updated.
So you know about that, right?
Yeah, it's a Pennsylvania labor and industry, and it's certifications. I can send everybody on council all the information. I think there were 18 disciplines, like residential building, commercial building, Fire Marshal 1, Fire Marshal 2. And at the time Rich Jensen started working at Chester Heights Borough, he had 15 of the 18 disciplines that he was certified in.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Was elevators, but
at one time.
Okay. Yeah, let's see if that's up to date and what it looks like. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And if I can also interject the you know, another avenue to look at too is I like I said, in the consulting business, I get to deal with a lot of municipalities still with codes and that sort of thing, is looking at an outside source, a third party, because one of the big things is a borrower have to worry about is the liability of whether it's, you know, Rich Jensen or Joe Stevens or whoever it is going out there on behalf of Chester Heights, where a third party, you know, I know they're, you know, they have a fee structure and it's so much to inspect, and then the liability is pretty much on them. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just another avenue to explore. Is like I think there's like code inspections is one. Check out their fee structure. They do there's a lot of municipalities are going that route from what I see too.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
With the insurance company, and our inspectors are W-2'd and they're covered. They're not 1099.
That's interesting. Okay. I'd be willing to talk to you guys on another note. You know what I mean?
I don't know that the way they're paid necessarily has to do with whether they're insured or not. You know?
Yeah, no.
No, so that's just, Natalie and I will follow up.
Yeah, and if you need any help or whatever input, I'd be certainly willing to help out there. So.
And you know what? Can we get a new list, a new contact list with Bob's information in it?
Yes.
All right, perfect.
Okay, any further questions with the June 2020 Treasurer's Report? Okay, with that in mind, do I have a motion to approve the Treasurer's Report for June 2020?
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Is there a second?
Second.
Floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved. Okay, moving forward, next up on the agenda, we have correspondence. Can I pass this to you, please, Gina?
Sure thing. Thank you, Mr. President. I'm only doing Facebook correspondence and email correspondence. We had questions about permits for the aqua work that's happening on Kings Drive in Valley Brook. We had many, many, many COVID updates from the county, orders, relief information, and testing information. There's a new CARES Act relief that we just heard about today regarding help with rent and mortgages that's available through the county. So I will be sharing that on social media.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
June 3rd and 4th, we had multiple trees down in the community, so communications about that. Communications regarding a sinkhole at Madison property at Route 1 and Valley Brook Road. The old church at St. Thomas, the Friends of Old St. Thomas, is requesting directional signs so people don't go to the old church and go to the new church. A couple of correspondents, and this was also 2 weeks ago at our work session on low-flying airplanes over Chester Heights more than usual. And then we also have information from a sketch plan that is being submitted for development at 103 Valley Brook Road. And that's correspondence.
Gina, anything else? I lost you for a second there.
No, I'm finished. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, moving forward, inspector's reports. Councilman Fersker, could I ask you to read?
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I have an email from the building inspector.
Okay, Susan will.
Yeah, he said there are.
Why don't you jump in first, if you would, please?
Sorry, there are no zoning issues at the present time. Permits have picked up a bit. He's got 2 new roofing permits, 4 new homes in Brookfield, 3 HVAC permits, and 2 decks. And I'll just comment in advance for later that there's only one home left for sale at Lenape Valley. And I think Brookfield, I don't know if it's sold out or built out, but it's nearly done. And just, Fred, I was thinking for financial planning purposes, whatever we budgeted versus how it's turning out might be something you want to take a look at.
Okay, thank you. I'll get with Sue and talk. See how that comes out.
And so you said that Steve Conrad
created with free version for non-commercial use.
That's right.
This afternoon.
Okay. That's all I had for billing inspector.
Thank you, Susan. Okay, Dave, would you mind presenting the fire marshal?
Absolutely. There were five fire-related incidents. Five fire-related incidents that occurred in the borough. There's at 519 Station Road, which is the pathways. There was a carbon monoxide fault at 4306 Lydia Hollow Drive. That was a result of a dead battery. There was a trash dumpster fire at Wawa Corporate. There was a pull station activation at Summit Hill, located in the memory care section of the building. Secondly, there was an extended conversation that took place between Mr. Sioko and Ashley and Glenn Mon concerning the low overhanging trees on the roadways. Mr. Sioko was assured that any of their trees extending into the right-of-way would be trimmed. The homeowners association
created with free version for non-commercial use.
The request was brought on by our fire company's complaint of restricted access using the fire rescue vehicles in the Hammond Asset development. Drew, I believe that's in relation to the near the bed and breakfast, that roadway?
Yes.
Perfect. So it sounds like that was resolved from the last meeting. And then aside from that, just routine matters and correspondence. And that's all that Mike Sioko had to report for the fire inspector.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Moving forward, sewage enforcement. I had a conversation with Councilwoman Lim. She had a conversation with Mike Sioko Jr. from Catania Engineering. Mike is going to have the borough sewer map draft version sent to all council persons on July 27th electronically. We will have time to look that over. And I believe he was going to make himself available possibly at the August meeting, which will probably be on Zoom.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
The draft and answer any questions or any comments that we might have at that point. Moving forward, Roadmaster Larry, I assume you are unable to perform tonight. Dave, do you have anything from Larry?
I was muted. I have not received any correspondence from Larry. I will double check though. And if there is anything, okay. Sorry, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
All right. I have not received any correspondence, but I will double check my emails. And if there's anything there, I'll come back to you.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. Moving forward on the agenda, solicitor's report. Jerry.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'm pleased to report that I received the original recorded deed for the Shrine property. I have it in my possession. I will be
created with free version for non-commercial use.
And it's my understanding that all the items that were needed for the grant, I believe, have been completed. I did draft a letter for Sue to send to the Garnet Valley School District requesting the borough receive an exemption for that tax, for the property tax. I'm not sure if that letter has been sent out, but I believe the Shrine property should be concluded at least from that standpoint. The only other matter I have is I'm still waiting to hear from Mr. D'Amico with regard to the presentation of the PAL sketch plan before council to determine when that presentation will be made, either at the end of this month or sometime in August. So when I find out those details, I certainly will keep council posted.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Other than that, just routine matters, Mr. President.
Thank you, Jerry. Okay, moving forward, we have engineer's report. Matt, can I pass this to you, please?
Yes, I guess there's two things listed on the agenda. One is for the land development at 31 Smithbridge Road, which was Steve Conrad's small commercial parcel that was conditionally approved some time ago. And then he's been asking for extensions every 90 days. So I guess the timeline is up again, and he's looking for another 90-day extension, willing to grant one.
What was that timeline, Matt, did you say? 90 days from today's date?
Sue, was that mid-month that the present extension ends? Is it mid-July?
Yes, it was I think it's July 14th, and the new extension date is October 13th.
It's on the agenda.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
It's to July 13th.
13th. He's already requested another extension.
Okay, so that new extension date would be October 13th, correct?
It would be July, yes. July 14th to whenever 90 days is after that, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. One question. Is that project still hindered by his inability to tie into the sewer, do you know?
I mean, I guess it could be. I haven't talked to Steve about it. I just don't know if he's that interested, you know, right now with his other developments for that piece. I really don't know.
Okay. I will call for a motion. Can I have a motion to extend the land development approval for 31 Smithbridge Road from 90 days or for 90 days?
From Created with July free version 14th? For non-commercial use.
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Floor is open for discussion.
Can we?
Why?
With no discussion. Oh, I'm sorry, was there discussion?
Can we just, in the next 90 days, have a serious discussion with Mr. Conrad as what are these 90 days going to change?
Sure.
Well, yeah, I don't understand why we keep extending it. I think the comment about not sure how interested in he is in actually developing it based on the current developments he has going on, plus the fact that we just got a sketch plan development for 103 Valley Brook Road, plus Smith Bridge, plus Rose Hill. I mean, I'm more apt to just deny it. I'm going to say nay at the vote, but I don't know. It seems a little crazy to me.
Isn't there something like I think the borough has some culpability in this, though. If we don't, Matt, you know this, right? It's from the MPC. If we don't extend it.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I think if borough takes action, and Jerry can correct me if I'm wrong, to deny, they would have to list specific reasons why the denial is taking place, and that would, I guess we'd have to go back and see what he did not accomplish at his conditional approval, and that those actions haven't been completed to date, and list those as reasons why the development is not completed and a basis for a denial. So I guess I would suggest that if borough council is so willing, is to grant this 90 days, but have him either come to a meeting or provide us with schedule of what he's doing within the next 30 days so that borough council can digest that and maybe take a different course at the end of this 90 days.
Hey, Matt, should we also concurrently be looking at what things he was supposed to accomplish, and so that we have our side of the equation?
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
We can certainly do that. I would suspect it was getting a PennDOT permit and probably sewage module approval. And I don't know if he ever got his PennDOT permit. Sewers were held up, as you know, for some time. But I can go back and look at the file and tell Steve that the borough's very leery of just continuing with the 90 days extension, and something's got to happen one way or the other.
And I just have a question. The extension that we used to do for the restaurant, whatever happened, did we close that down finally? Excuse me for a second. I have to mute.
The Chester Heights Market, I guess, is still approved, conditionally approved.
That's still current, I believe, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah,
created with free version for non-commercial use.
When we used to constantly renew that, why is it not on the list to be renewed anymore?
I think we may have extended that over the last couple months, if I recall correctly.
We better look.
Whose committee is this?
It's probably mine, but it would be I'd have to go back and see when it fell off the agenda, because it's normally at the bottom of the agenda.
Yeah, from what I recall, it was approved and from 2010, it was held up because of sewer. And now they can't move forward, according to what I recall, because there's 15 feet for the sewer hookup that Southwest won't
allow
them.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Steve Conrad said he can't do anything with that property till Southwest grants him.
I thought, Matt, we sent Steve Conrad a letter about that and closed the matter, didn't we?
I don't know when that, Sue, I think we did. You know, as of late, they were working toward getting the pump station dedicated at Brookfield, which would allow the market to tie in. And then there are several problems occurred. Number one, they couldn't get the pump station to be dedicated, although I think it is about to be dedicated. And then secondly, Steve only wanted to extend the force main across the street to service the market. And Southwest was taking the position that if he extended it at all, he had to extend it all the way down to the limit of that of the Act 537 plan, which is to the limit of the borough down Smithbridge Road, which doesn't make a whole lot of
created
sense.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
A building which is sitting there vacant for years. Somebody wants to improve it and use it, and all he has to do is tap into the pump station over Brookfield, and the Southwest won't let him do it. And we've had discussions with Southwest, I think, at the borough level, just investigating what is the problem here. And for the longest while, they blamed it on the pump station not being dedicated. But again, I think that's about to happen if it hasn't happened already.
But could you just check back, Matt? Because I think we did something to close that land development that was open. The one that was open for like 7 years. Finally, we said, let's close it once and for all.
I'll go back and look, Susan. I don't remember the specifics, but I'll go back and look.
I'm pretty sure we did.
Hey, Matt, I have a question. This dedication is pump station. So that pump station, I'm obviously a resident of Brookfield.
Created with free version
that
for non-commercial use.
Brookfield's pump station there, number one. And number two is, what is the limit, I'm asking you being an engineer, of other, like this kind of caught me off guard, this like tying in from across the street into this pump station in the Brookfield. What, yeah, I'm just a little.
Is it like legal or is that Southwest?
I mean, I know Steve owns the property across the street and in Southwest, I'm really, you know, number one, being a resident, number two, the legalities of it, you know what I mean? Through this benefits, because I know we've had some issues over there with some sewer issues in the development. So I definitely have concerns now hearing this.
The pump station, of course, was constructed by, installed by the developer, and the developer
created with free version for non-commercial use
dedicated to Southwest Delaware County Municipal Authority. At such time, Southwest Delaware County Municipal Authority will own and maintain the pump station. So your HOA really doesn't own the pump station, which is a good thing. And as far as tying in, I guess since the when Brookfield was approved, there was like a service area that was designated to go with the pump station, that it was designed to handle not only Brookfield, but to handle the camp meeting, what's left at the camp meeting grounds, and was also thought that it should be designed such that it has enough power and capacity to service all the properties going down Smithbridge Road. They could pump up by low pressure force main to the pump station, and the pump station should be able to handle that flow. And that was just some forethought
created with free version for non-commercial
area.
Use.
Now what was again very odd is that when Steve made the request to tie into have the market tied into, Southwest came up with the position that you either have to install all the force main all the way down Smithbridge Road or don't tie in at all. which to me made no sense. To other people at the borough made no sense, but that's been their position to date.
Yeah. Okay.
Question. With the new development at Old Quarry Knoll, is Conrad, I think his plan was to bring the force main all the way down Smith Bridge in order to service the new development. So wouldn't that be the missing puzzle piece? So if Old Quarry Knoll develops and gets sold, then there's the money to then do that main. And is that the plan, maybe?
Is Old Quarry Knoll the new one right up near his home?
Yeah, it is.
That's all septic, isn't it?
It is. That plan was created with free version for non-commercial use. And when it got reactivated, I think the developer made some inquiries about connecting the public sewers, but it wasn't feasible. So they just stayed with the original intent. And those lots have all been tested for primary replacement sewage disposal systems, on lot systems.
Matt, what about the POW property? I believe they were intending to exit to Smith Bridge Road with their sewage. With that in mind, I'm assuming, or could you tell us if that line would have to be redesigned to handle that flow and eventually linking up to the pump station at Brookfield?
The POW property could, I guess, they could either go out to Smith Bridge Road and try to connect to the pump station, or they could go the other way, maybe even by gravity, all the way down to the corner of Bodley Road and Valley Brook Road, where there's a gravity system.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Applicant, when they're doing their design, we're investigating their proposals to see which way they would is feasible, and they would make that request to the governing bodies to see if they can get approval for their sewage disposal proposal.
Okay. Any further questions about 1 Smith Bridge Road? The floor still is open for discussion. There is a motion.
I just had one quick question, Gina. Is Old Quarry Knoll something different, or is that what Conrad continues to request the extension for? Just for my own edification.
It's a different development.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, there's a motion on the table to approve the land development approval to extend that from July.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed? Okay. Let the record show that that motion was approved. Matt, is there one more item on your list here?
There is. We had the bids were received and opened, and we presented the findings to Borough Council at their workshop meeting, and I believe the motion was made to accept the apparent low bidder. We've started the contract documents, but I think Borough Council needed to ratify that decision at tonight's meeting.
Okay, do I have a motion to ratify the motion which awarded Geisler Company Ivy Lane Road Program contract?
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I'll second.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Those Matt, opposed?
Oh. Matt, may I ask a question about that? The $2,500 that Concord Township was going to pay for their section of Ivy Lane, how did you determine $2,500? Did you go out and measure all of the square footage that was going to be paved and divide their piece of it? Like, how did...
Yeah, there is... if you travel the road, it's clear where their road program ended. And with the plans that we had in the office, we had a very good idea of the municipal boundary line between Concord and Chester Heights, within a couple feet. So we measured distance between where the municipal line was and where Concord stopped their paving, and just times
created the with free version for non-commercial use.
And based on the the unit price that was received in the contract and the area involved. We're, you know, you can determine what the contribution or the reimbursement from Concord will be.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I'll ask one more time since we were cut off in the middle there. All those in favor of ratifying that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Okay, the motion is approved. Matt, thank you. Do you have anything else?
Just a little bit. There was some discussion at the previous meeting about traffic on Llewellyn Road or on Lenai Road. And I did stop by and look to see how that signal was operating at the Franklin Station. And although it's not set up for left turn lanes getting out, at least during non-peak hours, it looked like traffic could turn left. But I did notice that the tractor trailers hauling tree trunks were
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Material out. We're getting onto Route 1 heading towards Media at just like an on-ramp almost to Baltimore Pike. So it may be that they're going up toward Media and then making a right on 452 and then making a right on Lenai Road to get back to areas south and west of here. I did have had an inspector at Lenape Valley last week. Had to do a routine inspection, so I told him to stay an extra hour or so and observe the traffic. And at least at the time that he was there, he saw a little or no tractor-trailer traffic and none with logs on it. And that just might be, you know, dumb luck that he was there when there was no traffic. But we are taking steps to try to determine exactly what's going on there. It may be short-lived. It may be having something to do with Franklin Station and the tree removal. And hopefully that will subside when that development gets all its accesses open and operating properly.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I don't know if this, and thank you for that update, by the way, and for looking into that. And I don't know if it makes a difference, but a lot of the trucks that come through are from, I think it's Franti Tree Service. So I don't know if they are a contractor at that Franklin Station or whatever it might be, but I tend to agree with you. I think it will subside, hopefully, once that construction ends in Middletown. And then with the new homes that are going to be built and the condos and the new Wawa and all the other development across Route 1 there heading into Media, there's just going to be more and more traffic anyway. So,
plus, Dave, you had a lot of noise at your house this week with that home they tore down.
That was crazy. But the house is great. You can actually see the house now.
Yeah.
So that's...
They tore down a house on Lenai Road. It took them like a day.
They tore down like a whole entire
floor. Or a house down, yeah. Susan, or took trees down, Dave?
No, created with free version down. For non-commercial use.
Because there was a house, another house, and the corner. And somehow the house on the right-hand side of the house got torn down. And they also tore everything off on the corner. So somehow those lots are connected. I couldn't quite understand it all. But that house that they tore down was gross. Like there was mold on the garage doors coming up from the ground. So you just knew something was up with it.
I'm glad you got right.
Okay, Matt, do you have anything else? I'm sorry, Susan.
Dave, what was the name of that the tree clearer that you saw the name? Parente?
Parente. Parent with an I.
Okay. I wonder if they have a yard at the Rolling Hills Industrial Park in Aston. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, that could be something. I just noticed those are the tree trucks I noticed. And my wife sits on our deck, and when she gets mad about it, she takes videos. So if you would like me to email you some of the videos, I can do that.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I like to sit inside and look at her.
Yeah, I got the name. I'll check it out. Thanks.
Thank you, Matt.
I think a lot of those trucks are heading over to the Aston Corporate Center. There's a couple of mulch places there that I think they take brush, they take logs. So I think a lot of them go in that direction for that purpose.
Oh, I know what you mean. There's a big mulch place. There's a big mulch place back there off of Crozierville Road. Is that what you're talking about?
There's actually two of them.
It's Best Mulch is there. And also where Westlake is on the other side of the creek. They're dumping a lot of logs too, so it might be going there as well.
I have the feeling that when SEPTA closed Route 1 for a few weekends over the last year and a half, there were alternate truck routes that were provided.
that Poppers didn't know about previously. And now I think they might be using as well to avoid the SEPTA.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
All of that traffic up to 452. So I think possibly unknowingly and unwittingly, when SEPTA diverted traffic, when they closed Route 1, they created a monster on our end of the borough.
It really stinks. And if it is going to the locations in Aston, like Drew and Megan and Susan are talking about there, then that's going to be something that does continue. And I know that when you make that right onto Lenai Road from 452, there is a no tractor trailer sign, but it says trailers under 24 feet. So I think we're back to the original question of if there are any other restrictions to truck access along Lenai Road. If not, it might be a consideration to try to divert that. Otherwise, we're going to be paying the bill for the cleanup and potentially having some devastating effect with tractor trailers going that quickly down a residential neighborhood.
Matt, is there a weight limit on the bridge just below Westlake's Plastic? Do you know? I'm sure there isn't. And
created with free version for non-commercial use.
I will take a look tomorrow, though.
Yeah, I'm not aware. I'd have to research it myself.
So, Dave, you have pilot, right?
I will make a mental note to see what that is.
I mean, could he call Perani and say, why are your trucks coming down our road? Just to find out if it's a sanctioned activity, you know, in a nice way.
Yeah.
The more I think about it, Susan, in that corporate development back there, there's probably about three or four tree surgeons that have their shops back there in addition to the two mulch facilities.
I think there's one along Bodley Road too, isn't there?
Behind Cabin, yes.
Yeah. Correct.
But if you ever drive back in that development, there's a couple of tree surgeons who've been there for years, and they're just logs and logs just all around their property stacked there with no rhyme or reason.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I think the corporate restrictions are a lot different in Aston, just in terms of more corporate and business friendly. I believe from just seeing more businesses in that Aston area than Chester Heights. So, yeah, I think it's definitely worth continuing to have all those conversations. I know on that topic, I reached out to Trooper Tobin. Darlene had shared her information with me. I haven't heard anything from her, but we also talked about correspondence with Aston and Middletown, and I was still kind of just waiting for Sue or Drew or somebody else to just give me guidance on who to reach out to or who's going to handle that kind of communication with the other boroughs if it gets to that. So I'll do whatever's needed on my end.
Okay, thanks, Dave. I just wrote a note to myself. I will check to see if there's a weight limit on the bridge just below Westlake Plastic, and if I find anything, I'll email that. Okay, moving forward, we have Mayor's report. Mayor Wood.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I didn't have
use.
Any formal report. I have a couple questions. One, Matt, I saw you followed up asking the engineer for the train station about a permit. Did you hear anything back from him yet?
Yeah, Fred, he replied, he apologized that it didn't get out, and he said within a week we should be, or a week or 2 weeks, we should have the permit application and whatever plans may be appropriate. So, yeah, he did respond, and he said something is forthcoming.
All right. Well, so maybe follow up in 2 weeks just to make sure if we haven't gotten it, that we've got it. The second item was a contractor that works on my property. He cuts the hay. And he's having a hard time seeing turning out onto Valley Brook Road from Wawa Road, the traffic coming down from Route 1 because of the bamboo.
Created so with we free were, version for non-commercial
I know, Matt,
use.
You were looking into that, or we were going to look into that, whether that sight line was appropriately cleared or not.
Fred, I've not checked it out. I think, as I recall, 8 or so years ago, we had a similar problem. I talked to the property owner, and he did cut that vegetation back. But I will go there and look at the site distance and confirm, and maybe start a piece of correspondence to have him clear the sight lines.
Yeah, I think from what I, the description I heard was because he's driving in tractors and high trucks, that bamboo leans out, and while it may be a good sight line at the base, it higher up, he can't see out onto the road like you can in a car.
Okay.
Those are just my...
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Information today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, thank you, Mayor Wood. Okay, moving forward, we have committee reports. First up, school district, education, library. Susan, can I pass this to you, please?
I'll turn it over to, I guess, either Greg or Mary Kay, whoever would like to go first.
I'm gonna turn over to Greg since he's the finance director and he wants to talk about our budget. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. Everybody's running away from this topic, aren't they? I have a couple things for the school district and library, so I apologize in advance for the time here. High school graduation will finally occur on July 28th and 29th. It will be in drive-by fashion at the football stadium. Groups of 10 students and 4 guests on the quarter hour over the course of 2 days. That's all driven by the limits we have on the size of a group that we can pull together at one time. The junior and senior proms have been canceled. Once again,
created with free version for non-commercial use.
That amount of people in the county. So they have simply been canceled at this point. Future plans to be discussed later. And the school district is planning for in-person teaching in the fall to the best extent possible, meaning depending on whatever restrictions are in place at the time in September, that's what will be followed. But every intention is to have school take place in person. There will be alternate methods of education also if necessary, such as some kind of hybrid teaching or fully remote teaching if necessary for people who choose not to send their students to school. On the topic of taxes, the district did approve a new budget in June with a 1% tax increase for the this 2020-2021 year. Tax bills did go out on July 1st, and unfortunately, they were also, people were met with both that tax bill and their reassessment notice on the same day. And those two things are not
created
related,
with free version for non-commercial use.
Consternation, with especially we're getting a lot of emails in Concord Township about this. Just as a reminder, first of all, the district and the borough have nothing to do with the reassessment that's done by the county. And secondly, you cannot take your existing assessment, your existing millage, and multiply that against your new assessment to come up with your new tax bill. The tax rates will be reset next year. So that the district, the county, and the borough do not make any profit off the reassessment. If there is a further tax increase, that may still happen, but you simply cannot yet know what your tax bill will be next year, if that makes sense. Everybody,
Greg, can I ask a question about
absolutely.
Because I know I had sent you an email on this, because I was one of the folks that received that today, and we had received lots of questions in the past about it. Is there a website or a place out there where someone like me can go and look at my new assessment and
created
with
free version for non-commercial use
so I can do budgeting?
Not really. The only thing you can do is look at your new assessment and say, is that what I could sell my house for right now if I chose to? And if it's a fair enough number, you can only assume that when the millage is reset, it'll be in the same range again. But there is no guaranteed calculator or online tool that can do this for you. Unfortunately, it's just what's going to happen is that the district and the borough and the county will all make out even on the reassessment, but individual taxpayers will pay more or pay less depending on what happened with them with the reassessment. Does that make sense?
And that's the county that will send out that blue sheet of paper that will tell you what you end up owing.
The county will lock in your assessment. Then the borough will send out a new millage rate starting in July of next year, right? So the assessment numbers go into effect on January 1st, but the school district does not
tax again. Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Right, so you're nothing will change between now and next July.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else, questions or comments? Okay. On the library side, curbside pickup has begun. Reservations can be made either by phone or online for books you want to pick up. They are hoping for physical reopening in mid to late August. They're still trying to work around some restrictions on how they can do that. Just an update on the HVAC. If you remember, the library received a grant and contribution from each of the municipalities for a new HVAC system. That was fully installed back in March, and now that the heat wave is here, it is working wonderfully in the library, so they're very grateful for getting that update. And then finally, I would request that at this point, the borough put out feelers to get a new library representative. I have been on the board at the library for 13 years now, and I think I've made my contribution and done my time. So I'd ask the borough to
created with free version for non-commercial use
for the library position. Since it's been a while since we've done that, 13 years, just a reminder, there are 9 board members for the Rachel Cole Library, 4 for Concord Township, 3 for Bethel Township, 1 each for Chester Heights, Thornbury, and Chad's Ford. The appointees are at the sole discretion of the municipality, not the library. The library can recommend or make a suggestion or request, but it's fully up to the borough to make its own decision. The term that I'm currently operating under there expires in January of 2021. And I'll work with Sue to get a position description out there.
That's exactly what I was just going to ask you for. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yep. That's it.
Okay, Greg, thank you. Susan, do you have anything else under school district?
I do not.
Okay, moving forward, finance and insurance. Mayor Wood, do you have anything?
Non-commercial use.
We're going to be starting budget seasons shortly, and I want to give everybody a heads up to give us some ideas for the budget for next year. We're going to get a large cash flow fund this month, I think, because Summit has sold, the Summit building has sold for $40 million, so we've got a couple hundred thousand being given to, in tax, transfer tax.
Not 40 million, 45 million.
Did I say 45 million?
It's 45.
It is 45.
Mm-hmm. Or was the agent?
So that would be my only request at the moment as far as the treasurer's report.
Okay, thank you, Mayor Wood. Moving forward, fire.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Company finance. Dave, do you have any report for tonight?
Nothing to report.
Okay, nominating vacancy. Dave, you again.
Congratulations, Bob.
Yes, congratulations, Bob. Moving forward, communications, public relations. Councilwoman Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I only have one announcement, and that is, believe it or not, the fall newsletter deadline is August 20th. The focus of the fall newsletter will be our 75th anniversary of our founding. So asking any and all folks who are interested, and obviously our chair of the historic committee, to send me information, articles, pictures, photos, anything that they have that they think would be helpful to include in a 75th anniversary newsletter edition. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Okay, moving forward, Mayor's Event Committee, Mayor Wood.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
We had a little discussion at the work session. It sounds like the only events planned right now are might be a movie night held at the church, depending on the new pastor as when he gets when he becomes head of the church. So, and I believe that that's going to be probably September, October timeframe.
Okay. Mayor Wood, I assume also we'll have to see what is the status of COVID-19 in our area once that draws closer.
Absolutely. It's all dependent on that.
Okay, great. Anything further, Mayor Wood?
Nothing further, Mr. President.
Okay, moving forward, Historical Committee. Sue,
created with Simmons. Free version for non-commercial use.
She's on mute.
Sue, could you unmute yourself, Sue?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I said I'll have something to report with Dave and Fred next month.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Sue. Okay, up next, planning, zoning. Susan?
There haven't been any planning commission meetings, so no report.
Engineering, constructions, inspections. Susan?
Like I said, I did talk to Rich Jensen. I kind of went through that already, so no report.
Okay, staying with you, ordinance code review?
No report.
Okay, thank you. Public safety, environment, no report. Public safety, borough, police protection. I'm looking forward, as soon as we're able to meet in person, to have this committee meet.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Up over the years, I believe it was last year, it came back with a vengeance. So no report tonight for that. Up next, borough property, parks, open space. Laura, could I pass this to you, please?
Yes. Good evening, everybody. I have five motions, so let's do this. So this is for the parks. So the first motion, I'd like council to ratify the council's motion from June 22nd working meeting to approve Springfield Tree and Land for $625 to remove the tree limb and the two piles of tree limbs that are near Brookfield entrance.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second. Oh, sorry, Gina.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is approved.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
The next one, we discussed at the working session. I have got two estimates. The first one is for Judy Hootman and Son to survey the park and put down park markers. So for surveying and to identify the markers, it's $1,980. I would like to go ahead and make the motion for that expenditure.
Of how much, Laura?
$1,980.
Okay, I'll make that motion also.
Second.
Floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? The motion is approved.
Okay. For the third one, which is tied to the surveying one that was just approved, it's to YTH Landscape. It is to actually install 3-2 rail, split rail, wood
created with free version for non-commercial use.
To install 3-quarter markers and 3 inline posts to mark the perimeter of the Chester Heights Park for a total of $588.67.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Okay, the floor is open for discussion.
I just want to make the comment that thank you, Laura, for soliciting bids from borough residents.
No worries.
Okay, with no further discussion, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is approved.
Okay, thank you. So, Matt, when the surveying gets done, if you could let me know so I could let Yasu know to go out there and install those markers, I'd appreciate that.
Yes, will do.
Thank you. And the last one. So the backstory is when
created with free version for non-commercial use
park, on the left side of the park when you go in from where the guardrail is all the way down past the swing set. They came in there and they cleaned out and they really cleaned up the trees, the hanging tree, a bunch of branches and limbs. So what has happened is once they cleaned all that up, now knee-high is filled with poison ivy. So I've gotten an estimate to cut the poison ivy and then put post-emergent herbicide, which means it's safe for children and pets, post-emergent herbicide down, and that's for an expenditure of $650. I'd like to make the motion to approve that expenditure tonight so we can go ahead and proceed with getting that poison ivy taken care of.
Who is the contractor, the vendor?
Keith? No, I'm sorry. It's Scott. I get the two confused. It's Scott.
Is nature fighting back against you, Laura?
I've always said,
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Will always win. It's an ongoing battle. It's constant. But we really want to get rid of that poison ivy.
I will make a motion.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll second the motion.
There's no poison.
Okay, the motion has been seconded. The floor is open for discussion.
Laura, to confirm, you said it's safe for children and pets?
It will be, yes, yes.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved.
Okay, thank you. And the last one is, it's going to be for Scott to come back. So the first motion, the motion that you just passed is for him to cut the poison ivy and spray it. The next motion is for August and September. He's going to come in and put down 250 pounds of fusus blend grass. And then before that, rake it. So he's going to rake all the dead poison ivy away and then put down grass seed. And we can't do that till September.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
So the final motion from the Parks Committee is for $1,100. And that's follow-on work for the motion that you just approved to be conducted in August and September, which is to rake the dead poison ivy away and all the tree limbs away, and then go ahead and put 250 pounds of grass seed down for September.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is approved. Laura, anything else?
Yes. It was one of the things that we've been talking about, and it's just up for discussion, and we'd like to talk about it at the working session on July 27th, I believe, is with us spending time at the park and trying to improve the park and really maintain it and take a look at the square footage and optimize the
created
park,
with free version for non-commercial use.
About the working session is to move funds, more funds from the general fund to the parks funds, so we can continue on with our progress to improve the park. Currently, the park has a budget of $7,500, and that's primarily for to mow and cut the grass and put seed down. And the maintenance of the park and the safety issues of the park are going to exceed the budget that's been allocated for it. So that's something that we want to talk about the next working session, is that we'd like to request funds and we move from the general fund to the parks fund so we can continue with the progress to maintain the park and really give it its due attention.
Great. Thanks, Laura. Matt, I had a question for you in regards to the park. You had sent out an email, I believe it just went to Laura and myself. It was a sketch of the park showing the boundary, showing the wetlands, showing the retention basin. Could you send that out to everyone on council? Because I think what we should do is have a look at that in regards
created
to
with free version for non-commercial use
the length of the walking trail.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll send it out because I was going to have a follow-up discussion with Laura on, you know, where we're going to put those markers, because I, you know, maybe all the way back at the back property line isn't the most appropriate place. We'll still survey and pin the back corners, but it's, you have to cross several sections of wetlands to get to the very back of that property, and maybe the path should be meandering somewhat short of that. So yeah, I'll send out that sketch.
Okay. And I put this out to all council members. Does everyone feel that we should maximize this walking trail? We're gonna probably gonna have to remove some foliage, some bushes, some overgrowth. But is everybody in favor of maximizing this walking trail as opposed to, I think the first sketch plan we had is walking
created
trail
created with free version for non-commercial use
of the soccer field, maybe 5 feet off, I believe, approximately.
I'm in favor of maximizing the space that we have.
I agree.
We have
one of the things that I would recommend is if you haven't been to the park lately and walked back there behind the tree line, behind the honeysuckle and walked around, there's so much potential back there for that walking path for our residents. And like Drew said, you know, it's our the crown jewel of Chester Heights. It's our only current park that we have to offer folks that already has a lot of landscape that we could utilize and maximize for the community. And so if you haven't been back there and you want to look back there, you'll see the potential right when you get under the tree line. So it's just something, you know, for future discussions to be a part of. If you haven't been back there, you're more than welcome to walk back there. Be careful. There was some poison ivy back there that Mayor Wood pointed out to me after I touched it. Just things like that, but you're more than welcome to
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Take a look for future discussions.
Okay. And Matt, have you had a conversation with Mr. Conrad in regards to this walking trail? Do you get the feeling that that's probably a springtime project for him as we're moving through summer and quickly into fall?
I suppose it may be somewhat dependent on how quickly we react. I think if we can all decide where we want the path to go and how far back and how wide we want it to go relatively quickly, maybe we can get that done this year. If that's going to take a couple months to reach agreement on, probably not.
So basically, let's make a quick decision on it, right?
Correct.
Okay, very good. So Matt, if you're able to
created with free version for non-commercial use,
well, we can have this on the agenda for our next meeting. I'm not sure if there'll be a work session in July. If there is, we can have it on that agenda. If not, in August, so that we're able to lay out a final design for the walking trail, and then take that to the developer at that point.
Very good.
Okay, thank you. Laura, anything else on borough property, parks, and open space?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Okay, moving forward, highways, transportation. Dave, do you have anything?
You had asked me earlier about the master report. There was one email that came in on July 1st. And Susan, I think that you got CC'd on this reply as well. It was from Higgins to Larry. And it basically said, on our way in this morning, this intersection was completely dark. The intersection in reference is Smith Bridge and Valley Brook. One of the techs pulled over to see what was going on.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Line filter that protects the cabinet were completely blown out. He replaced the line filter, but we will need to order a new UPS system to replace. I don't know what a UPS system is or a line filter, but that correspondence did come in, so I just thought I'd let everyone be aware of it. I'm assuming Larry can address it further if needed at the next meeting.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Okay, moving forward, public utilities, trash, and recycle. Laura?
Yeah, thank you. So I just want to remind everybody that Recycling Day is September 26th, it's a Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. We've locked in all of our vendors, so that's exciting. And in mid-August, you're going to see the mail flyers go out. The other thing is that the recycling bin is now officially at the post office. It took a little time, but it's there. It's there on a trial basis. We'll see if the postmaster accepts it.
And if created with free version for non-commercial use.
The street on Thursday evenings. So that is done. That's all from our committee.
Okay. And Laura, I did see that recycle container in the post office, and there was not a slot in the top like we had hoped. So just an FYI.
All right. I'll reach out to Oppenegger and ask him.
Great, thank you. Okay, moving forward, old business. Do we have any old business for tonight? Okay, moving forward again, new business. Under new business, I had spoke briefly at the last work session. I think Sue sent some information out about extending Darlene Curtin's hours. She had started October 4th, I believe was a date she started her regular hours. Her title is recording secretary. Our records management had kind of slacked off in years past, and it wasn't what it should have been.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
She's been here as far as scanning documents and starting us in the right direction. Currently, her rate is $15. I would like to call for a motion to raise her hourly rate to $17 an hour, and also to raise her hours per week from 28 to 30 up to 40. That would be an additional expense of, I believe, Sue, you have for me $8,850. and that could be taken out of the unallocated funds, which has a balance of $41,385.56. Is there any comments, questions, or concerns in regard for that before I call for that motion?
I think it's well worth it. I think it's a great investment, and I think it was kind of eye-opening for me, at least, to read the email from Sue that listed out the employee funds and compared it to different municipalities.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
A little bit different, but I do think that's something we can look into a little bit further to make sure we're in line with the appropriate pay schedule for borough employees.
Okay, with that in mind, do I have a motion to raise Darlene Curtin's current pay rate from $15 an hour to $17 an hour, and also increase her hours to 40 hours a week?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is approved. Okay, do we have any other new business tonight? Okay, moving forward, we have an additional period for public comment. We ask that you state your name and address for the record. And I will
created with free version for non-commercial here, use.
032009.
That's Sue.
Okay, that's I'm me. Sorry. Damon Sinclair?
Nothing. I enjoyed your meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Who do we have here next? We have Marta Driscoll.
Hi. I just have a question. Marta Driscoll, 458 Alani Road. I know that we're getting the new sewer map of the borough, and I was recently looking at the zoning map, which on the website says it's the 2016 map, but when you open it up, it's the 2007 map. And I was wondering if we had an updated zoning map that showed the overlay on Brookfield and any of the other updates that we've made in the borough since 2007.
I'm sure we have that map somewhere. I'll have a conversation with Sue Timmons tomorrow, but I'm sure we
created
have
with free version for non-commercial use.
Or, Matt, would that be something you'd be privy to?
Yes, I mean, there hasn't been any zoning amendments to the zoning map, but the map has been amended to show the more recent developments, and we've shared that with the borough. I could send a PDF to Sue and everybody again of the newest map. And again, the only difference with the new map is it shows more of the developments that have been built over the last few years.
Question, the overlays, they don't really change zoning, right? It's just an overlay.
That's correct.
Yes, but at least it would show the different developments that are not on the 2007 maps. That's kind of what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Thank you.
Marta, also while I have you, I spoke to Darlene today.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
For the polling place that you had spoke about at the last meeting?
Oh, great. Do you know where they will be for November?
I believe they're in a storage shed is what she had told me today, but why don't you give her a call tomorrow and she can tell you exactly.
Great. Thank you so much. That'll be great.
Okay. Okay, we have Mary Kay. Mary Kay, any public comment?
Just a quick question. I know you haven't had planning meetings in the last month or two. Do you plan on resuming that in September or maybe in August?
Well, I think there hasn't been anything on the agenda. Susan, can you speak to that?
There's not been anything on the agendas.
Okay. All right.
So moving forward, we have that sketch, I think, that I think Matt mentioned from the property of Valley Brook Road.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Property, so once they actually materialize, they would go to zoning.
Well, the sketches I don't think have to go to zoning, but
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I misspoke. The Planning Commission?
Yeah, the next planning commission meeting is July 23rd. I just think with COVID, there wasn't anything.
That's what I figured. Thanks.
No problem.
Okay. I think that's all we have for public comment. So
I have
that,
a question.
Yes.
Greg Chestnut.
Sure.
I have two questions. First for the solicitor, quickly, can you restate what the request was to the district about the Strine property? You're muted.
Yes, Greg. So I ended up drafting a letter to the Guanta Valley School District business manager seeking that the borough would be exempt from the property tax.
The transfer tax.
The transfer tax, that's okay. Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Now, I don't know if Sue
created
that,
with
Sue,
free version for non-commercial
did that
use.
Did letter get sent out yet?
It was mailed.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll follow up. I'll just make sure they got it. And then my second question is the construction done on Bodley Road? I think that's probably an Aston Township thing anyway, but there was a detour at one point on Bodley Road. Is that done?
I think the detour was because Aqua was doing work along Bodley Road. The signs are still there, though.
That's my question. There's still signs on Matson Road for a detour there.
I guess that's a utility issue.
Aqua was there, and Charlestown Paving was just there yesterday, so I'm sure they're wrapping up their project.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Yep. Greg, anything further? Okay. Okay, with that in mind, do I have a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion is approved. Bob,
congratulations
again.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Congratulations, Bob.
Look forward to working with you guys.
You also.
Larry
Ward, thank
you. Congratulations.
Thank you for helping out, Larry.
Have a good night.
Okay, everybody, have a good night. Thank
you. Bye, everyone.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.